Yeah, this time of the year, a time to get back into the swing of things for baseball, and also a time where basketball truly heats up. Now just about a week away from the madness that is March, and joining us is Pat Scarry, the head basketball coach at Towson University. Coach, what's going on?
How you doing, Brett?
I get all the tough assignments, don't I?
You get the best job in the country.
I know a lot of people say that about your job and the job you're doing at Towson now, 15-13, but a truly amazing 10-5 in the CAA, coming off of a 57-50 win at Hofstra on February 16th, and now you just have three games left for your season. That's amazing.
Yeah, three obviously tough ones, and we've had a good conference run. We got to keep it going. We'll certainly get a challenge tomorrow, but it's exciting.
Yeah, game tomorrow at home, noon tip-off against Drexel, a team that's kind of been up and down this year. Although, correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, Drexel's picked to win the CAA in the preseason, were they not?
Absolutely. They've had a great run under Bruiser Flint. They defend, they rebound. They've got two tremendous guards. They had some injuries early. We know how good they are. They've obviously had their way with Towson over the years, so we know we're going to have to play very well, and we're expecting a hard-fought game.
Drexel now 7-8 in the conference, and Bruiser Flint, I remember him, of course, at UMass. He's obviously done some good things at Drexel. What does a Bruiser Flint team do well?
They really, really defend, they rebound, and then I think they're underrated offensively. They run good stuff, and they scout you well. He's always been good to me, especially as an assistant, and a great respect for their program. And we know it's going to be hard to score. We know it's going to be a physical ball game. And there'll be a lot of contact out there tomorrow, I would imagine.
Drexel's got a pretty good offense, Coach Scarry. Sophomore guard Damian Lee, fourth in the conference with 17.1 points per game. They also have another guard who's averaging over 14 points per game. That's a pretty good backcourt.
Yeah, they have. We talked about that with our guys today. They have another guy, Franz Massanacci, the other guy, and then Derek Thomas, the senior guy that's averaging like double figures as well. And they're potent. Lee and Massanacci are all conference guards, and certainly guys that'll make money playing basketball. And they both really, really shoot the three. So it starts with them, and then you got to hope you're there all night with high hands and make them take tough shots. But sometimes those guys are so good, there's not much you can do about it.
Jarrell Benjamin continues, Coach, to do his thing. He's second in the country with 18 double-doubles in 28 games. And against Drexel back on January 5th, he had a very good day with 18 points and 16 boards. It's hard to imagine your Towson team without him, but he has a chance to be the conference player of the year, does he not?
Yeah, absolutely. There's obviously a lot of great players in the league. I wouldn't trade him for anyone. We're going to need him to have a major game tomorrow. And, he's risen up all the time. He obviously leads us in just about every statistical category, and he knows it's going to be a war tomorrow, and he's excited about that.
It's kind of like the Orioles last year, Coach Scarry. Everyone wants to revert back to the last time Towson did this. You're going to hear a lot of it, but it comes with the territory of kind of breaking these barriers that have been set up for so long for Towson basketball. But that last victory against Hofstra locked the first time Towson will have a winning record since 1995. That's amazing.
It's a real credit to the players, obviously. Brett, they've worked really hard. They've been playing hard all year. We've got good players, too. It's nice to get some of that stuff as you're trying to build a program up. It's funny, as a staff, a lot of times we're finding out this stuff. We really didn't know anything about it. You don't really pay much attention to that when you try to go in day by day and work on getting better that day of practice, and then hopefully that stuff carries over to some success in games.
You're being a little too humble and modest here, considering what you inherited and just a one-win season a year ago. But now Towson, they can get to 13-5 in the conference, but to even be talking about a 10-5 conference record with three games to go, I don't think anyone could have anticipated that dramatic of a turnaround from last year to this.
We've played well since right after Christmas, obviously starting with the Oregon State victory. We've had, I think, good momentum, and then that gave us gave us some belief. And then like anything, I think we've defended and rebounded pretty well all year, and Obviously, we were scoring the ball at a much higher rate. Not that we could have scored at any lower rate than a year ago. So, we've got good balance. We've got a handful of guys that are averaging double figures in the conference, and then Dixon is certainly capable of getting out on any night. So, I think our balance and our depth has really helped us in league play.
Pat Scarry with us here on WBAL and WBAL.com. Are you noticing respect around the conference in the country? Is anyone contacting you? Do coaches say, have you done it before the game or after the game?
You know, guys don't say too much before everyone. Really good guys in this league, good coaches. A lot of guys, I think, have been complimentary. And I think there's probably a merit of surprise just because, honestly, we were so bad last year. And as a staff, we kind of knew that. We also saw that a couple of guys we had sitting out and how good we thought they were going to be every day. And we're excited about the new guys. It's just for us, it's, as a staff, it's probably a little bit more exasperating that we struggled early with some things that maybe we could have done differently and done a little bit better. But certainly the compliments and the accolades from your peers are always good. I think there's probably been more of a, to some guys, the type of amazement, how did you handle last year? And I've kind of been on both ends my last year at Pitt, we won 30 games and went number 3 in the country. And then my first year at Towson, we only won 1. So sports can be humbling quickly.
Pat, do your kids realize the finality of the season at this point? Unfortunately, for those who don't know, you're not going to be allowed to play in the CAA tournament because of violations from a previous coaching administration. And you're not obviously playing any sort of postseason tournament after the CAA, which you would definitely be in the mix for right now, considering your status in the conference. Do the kids realize there's only 3 games left?
I believe they do. To their credit, they've battled hard every night. I think we went after them pretty good yesterday in practice because I don't think our focus was where it needed to be. And, we're certainly not going to... nor any of the teams are going to play, shed a tear for us when the ball goes up. And they do. I don't know. I probably haven't done enough addressing it. I just feel like we can't do anything about it, so we've got to, focus on the next game and the next practice. I have tried to tell them repeatedly. This is something I actually called Coach Gary Williams, obviously, back in the fall, because when he first got to Maryland, he had inherited that, and, for different reasons. How did he handle his guys? The one bit of advice he gave me that hopefully I've done a good enough job with our guys every day is just tell them how much I appreciate their efforts and respect what they're doing, because that's not always easy to do. I think it shows a lot about their character.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting that you called Coach Williams. But also, and correct me if you don't see it this way, but I see the postseason tournament, especially at a mid-major program like Towson, that's kind of the reward for your entire season, no matter what your status was during the regular season, but an opportunity to play on national television, an opportunity to play in the big dance. And that's what makes college basketball so much more special, I think, than all the other kind of college athletics. You have an opportunity, if you roll off a couple of games in a row, to get in there with the big boys, and then who knows what happens. But that's kind of the reward for the grind of the entire season, and your kids have grinded away without that nugget out there.
Yeah, no question. There's no guarantees you could win the conference tournament, but I certainly think we would have been right in the mix and certainly been at least a difficult out. Once again, I think it speaks to the character of the guys we got and their respect for getting a chance to get out every day and just play. I think in some ways, that's the worst thing that they ever have to encounter in their life. They'll be okay with it. It'll make them a little bit better. They've learned how to deal with some adversity that maybe they weren't responsible for. And adversity builds character.
Well said there by Pat Scarry. His Tigers now 15-3 overall, 10-5 in the Colonial. They have the Drexel Dragons tomorrow at the Towson Center. As about to play, a couple more games left at the Towson Center. Next time, Coach, we'll have to maybe go through a best of the Towson Center as the curtain comes down there. 11-16 Drexel tomorrow, 7-8 in the CAA. That's a high noon tip-off for you guys tomorrow, Coach. Best of luck, and we'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Brett. Have a good trip down there. Be good.
I will do. That's Pat Scarry. Again, his Tigers have a noon tip tomorrow against Drexel. Much more still to come here from Sarasota, Florida on W.